from phone number. Please enter your PIN, followed by... Password accepted. Now adding customer archive number 161180,
participant 3. Isn't necessary, and neither is the doc download.
I agree. This isn't going to be a public resource. Pass on the document number so I can delete it.
So where does that put us in terms of the numbers then?
There's no way to tell yet. Jamie's looking into the records to find out how many closed sites there are. But as for active cleanup, somewhere around 3,000 to 4,000.
Roughly.
Here it is. Hold on. 402K07002. And in terms of numbers, most of these are patched for the DBE stage.
And out of that 4,000 or so, we're expecting to close shop on the bulk by the end of the month.
With a few exceptions, Site 34, Site 4, 107, and 37.
Even with CDC involvement?
The center usually goes in before we do. That's been my experience.
By the time we have the site clean, they've moved on to more pressing needs. After all, we've had some extremely unpredictable seasons lately.
Should we be integrating the NIOSA database?
No need. Their rep is available to us anytime we need her.
That gives us tabs on all the active elections?
On everything we still need to look into.
What about security?
We're working on it. For the moment, we're simply hiding the data behind a false menu item.
Security will be updated before the next system approaches.
And access?
Enter the access code after our site.
IP/463 or something?
Yeah, /5467K, actually. It should be operational any time.
Great, I'll pass it on. I have to drop. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.